You're on.
We'll call Gates County Board of Equalization meeting for August 12, 2020, back to order at 11 o'clock on the clock.
Poor guys, we just have to try to make.
Up first now is approve or disapprove changes to property valuation protests. Patty, you're on.
Is Jay on here?
I don't think he's going to come. I talked to him last night.
Then this is going, if you want to just kind of explain.
Do you want these, Patty? Or do you have?
Yeah, well, you can have them first, because those are, if they're not coming, the protests.
I just, you need all these signed as well?
Are these all the same, Patty?
Yes, yeah, they're just what they are.
Okay.
So there should be.
Danny, will you hand that to Gary?
You want me to read through these, or are you going to read through these, or?
I'm a little bit unsure what to do, but if you want, I can just delve into them. Let's take the first one then, it's DeVerne and Hagemeyer.
Did we even open them?
Yes.
I missed the two, John.
There's a lot of talking that we got going.
Okay.
DeVerne requests a reduction because land went down, not out, buildings are older and need of repair. I asked him to bring in a crop certification, FSA Form 578, and we corrected the irrigated acres. It was a pie-shaped pivot, and we converted them. What we were calling, what the assessor was calling irrigated acres, to a dry crop. Walked around his house, and he's got two structural cracks in the basement. So we knocked off a little bit of value on his house and left the outbuildings the same. And so therefore the reduction then went from before 742 to 415. And I recommend a 724. Did I say that wrong? Prior was 742 to 415. And I recommended a drop to 724, 705. And DeVerne is aware of that, and I don't think he's coming in. The next one is, there's several, but in effect it becomes two different fields or parcels on Marcia Regeer. Her husband is Galen. This is basically flood damage from the Big Blue River. It's bottom ground. I'd like to take the easy one first, which is the bottom of the page, or excuse me. It's in section 32, which is parcel number 43, 57,000. And because the city, that lays adjacent to the city limits on the northwest side of town, and because the city changed the drainage, it created a problem for their acres. It created a drainage problem through their field. And based off of FSA crop certification for 2020, I corrected the acres and moved some bottom land soils to waste. And that we resulted in a Yes.
Current value was 100,830. The requested is 86,000, and the board is recommending 94,865.
Because of drainage issues that
because
the city's caused?
Acres destroyed by drainage. Scouring.
This is the one last year that he filed those destroyed properties on, a lot of these, right?
Yes.
And this year he filed protest instead of the destroyed property ones. Because back then it had to be 20% of the whole property that had to be damaged.
Mm-hmm.
And I think some of it is better, but it's not completely back to where it is.
Well, they had another flood earlier this spring, which they're getting significant scouring. I walked these. They're getting significant scouring I don't think that ground's coming back, but Annette and I agreed that I could go walk them again in the spring.
Mr. Regeer's here if,
oh, good.
If you want to ask anything.
How you doing, Dan?
It's fine, thank you.
Good. Do you want to have him come up now or just have me keep going?
Well, Galen, we just went over 4357,000, and you'd have to tell them which parcel that is, I'm guessing.
That's in Section 32 on the northwest side of town.
If you talk, Galen, I'd have to have you come to the microphone just so we have you on record and probably give your... Do I have to swear? Okay. Galen, would you raise your right hand? Do you promise or do you swear or affirm to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I so affirm.
Thank you. Would you give your name and address for the record as well?
Galen Regeer, address 21648 Southwest 45th Road.
And maybe if you tell them what parcel that is, this was one that they just lowered.
I was just finishing up, Galen, with Section 32, northwest part of town, adjacent to the city park.
Park, yeah.
And
west of the park.
I explained to them that you have a legitimate request. I did not drop the valuation as much as you desired. Reduced the crop acres to 24.3 and increased the waste acres on that because of the drainage scouring to 7.1 acres. And that resulted in a $94,865 assessment for the 36 acres.
That's fine. That's acceptable at this point.
You want to talk about Section 19 and 24, or do you want me to...
I don't have much to say about that. Just
we can just read them all in if you want me to, and then if you want to say anything,
sure.
I mean, a lot of it just has to do with what was last year and some going forward.
The spring last year was different than this year. In 2020, you had a spring flood, which and once again scoured out the drainage. And the Big Blue River is trying to cut off the Oxbow. It's just standard river, the life history of a river, right?
Right, it's a travel distance that it saves by cutting across my property. It's about a mile.
Exactly.
So it's significant.
Exactly. Now these parcels, there's four different parcels that make up the one field. And it's primarily in Section 19 with parcel in 24, Section 24. So
these are the pieces in Midland?
Yes, yes.
24 is in Blakely.
Yeah.
Okay, so then we did that first two that we read in, right? So then the next one, the number three, is 00442800 Marcia Arbor Gear. Current value $219,130, requested $148,160, and Lloyd recommended $206,460. And then should I just read them all in?
Please.
State that these are your change or your...
These are all changes, aren't they?
Yes.
Except the last one. Yeah, so these are all changes until you get to that last
so
one.
We'll approve those separately, though. We'll approve these first, right. Five, and...
In Midland Township.
Yes, that's what she read off.
Sure.
Okay, and then the next one is 00442900 Marsha Regeer. $66,475 was the current value. $44,035 was the requested value. $63,975 is the recommended change. And then number five is 00443000 Marsha Regeer. $100,600 is the current value. Requested is $44,600. And the recommended change is $96,560.
Can I go ahead on this one?
We're going to do an unchanged.
This is adjacent, though. It's part of the same field.
Yep.
That's an unchanged. So we're going to read them the changes.
So is there any discussion on these first five?
Only that I'm not happy with the current evaluation. I think it's not low enough, but I must contend that Mr. Dixon did all he could. I appreciate his time and effort that he spent trying to, you know, make fair what he could with the parameters and restraints that he was under. So I really commend Mr. Dickinson for the work that he's done. This is a very problematic area. It's becoming, especially the flooding that has occurred recently. As he knows, and as he found out, the banks and bars on that is basically sand now. Now, a couple years ago, that was not the case. We've had a new event that's happened upstream, and it's very annoying. I would anticipate I'm going to have probably many, if this continues to do this kind of flooding, and this kind of sediment comes down onto this oxbow, I'm going to have big time problems. But I don't want to not do something with what the value of the land is at this point, because if I cut off, let this river cut it out, I'm going to have a prime piece of ground that I can't get to yet. I'm going to pay high prices, tax wise, on that property. So we got a game plan going to kind of minimize the cross flow of the river on this piece of ground, and I don't know how we'll come up with money, but anyway, we're going to do it our best. Again, it's very irritating that the problem, magnified problem now, is the sand which is coming off of ground upstream. Everybody wants to farm more, acquire more, and farm bigger. And, I guess sometimes, in my view, secondary is the effect on, the nearby other property owners and farmers. So, again, I don't have much more to say other than I commend Mr. Dickinson for the work he's done, the time he's put in, and the effort he's made to bring me on board to understand how he arrived at his figures. Again, that's my lasting impression. I'll leave with you. Thanks, Mr. Dickinson, for what you've done.
With that, I'd ask for a motion to approve or disapprove changes to the property valuation, the properties that have change in the property valuation protests.
I would move to approve them as recommended for change by the assessor's office.
Second by Byers. Kind of let it hang out there for a little while. I didn't know if there was going to be one. Any discussion on these first five properties? Seeing none, I would ask you to vote. Five in favor, motion carries. Next, the no change property valuation. Looks like we only have one.
Yeah, it's 000736000 Marshall Regier, $47,185, and that one's recommended
for
no change.
If I could just say on this one, though. This is at section 24, Clayton Township?
Is this across the river on the other side then?
That's right, adjoins is section 19.
The township road goes through the river, or has gone through there. Section 19 is here. The township road here, unless it's been abandoned, is between section 19 and section 24.
This is that small parcel back
yes,
in the
sir.
Corner. Okay.
Right,
and the river banks into it. It cuts out.
And it's primarily trees, although there is a 5-acre bottom land swell field, whom it's obvious that it was replanted this spring. And so, in effect, although there was flood damage from the spring flood, I viewed it like a hailstorm, a one-year event, one-time event, maybe 1 out of 10 or 2 out of 10, whatever. So I recommended no change.
I might suggest this is part of a 40-acre parcel, and believe it or not, 25 acres of this 40-acre parcel, and also doesn't include the river really, is trees, and I'm assessed $1,000 evaluation on 25 acres. I can't get a damn dime from it. You don't know what to do with those 25 acres. This talk about the injustice and the fairness of our tax system. This has got to be one of them. And I don't know, someone suggested, well, run it out, lease it out to hunters. That is so low, it floods so often, there's even standing water in it, even now, and various puddles crossed this 25 acres. So,
what's that classified as then? Is that waste?
No, the trees is not waste. That's a different category.
I wish it were waste. It is waste.
Yeah, it's classified as $1,000 an acre.
And I don't think you can get in, I suppose you could get something that's got the trees up, but I'm sure that's probably raised the valuation of it.
Well, unfortunately, we have some recreation sales in the county that say those trees have value.
Sure.
I'm sympathetic with what you're saying.
How many total acres is here?
It's a 40 with 25 acres of trees, if I understand right.
And then I don't know how many rivers, how many acres of river runs through it.
Well, it's 5 acres, five plus change acres of cropland, so it balances river.
River.
5 acres of cropland?
Yes. 5.35 acres.
Do you have the figures on the river? The
acres, oh, I can look
river,
them up, yeah.
But a few acres of river, I suppose.
What?
$47,000.
Yeah.
Give that in a heartbeat.
For 5 acres?
You're getting 40 acres.
You haven't seen these 40.
Come on out, I'll show you. I might have a taker.
But there's 5 acres farmable on that?
Yeah.
26.49 acres of trees, 5.35 acres of dry cropland. And 6.9 acres of waste for a total deed of 38.74 acres.
So over 6 acres.
And when you're looking at the aerial photograph, that's 73,600 number on the bottom left-hand side of the aerial there.
And I assume the 5 acres or 5.75 acres is farmable is on the east and south side of the river.
Yes.
Finish the rest of it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Galen, just out of curiosity, that was a area we talked about a lot over the last couple of years. That road is now owned by the Hunters Group, or those two fellas. Have they gated that or fixed that road up? Or
have not? I would think they're under obligation to fix the road. Get with it.
I thought they were gonna build a driveway in there.
That's such a cool.
I mean, I don't know that they're required to or anything, but that's a whole separate issue. Just out of wondering,
it's
though.
It's in the contract to provide an easement for us. Yeah, at least that. Yeah, accessible easement.
Is there a gate up?
No, there are posts out there on the north side of the tracks that there was a tension where we own the
least. I think he's still bottom.
I had seen there were posts up with pins in them already, but there wasn't gates when I was there.
So close, I don't know if I get there. Bottom left hand side.
That was my wondering is implements, if they would fit in and out.
Yeah, but no. 25 acres of wasteland is up for sale, as far as I'm concerned. I bet Mr. Byers would have an interest in that. The hunters might want to drop in by parachute into that tree grove.
Use it to the army.
Yeah, no kidding. Frogmen, or what are they called?
To the right person, them trees are valuable.
What parcel is this? I'm sorry.
The bottom left.
It ends in 73,600. Bottom left hand side, Eric.
Right here.
Oh.
That's the wrong one.
Yeah, 73,600 up here.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah, that's right up here.
Well, okay. I didn't get to see it. No, I just got my turn taken away. I was going to say, that didn't look like the right farm.
Somehow be able to cut the trees out. Someone could cut the trees out. And it was,
but then we...
What value would that?
Well, if you converted it to cropland, you'd be jacked up.
You'd have to peel all those stumps out, though.
Okay, are you there yet?
Okay, now it's my turn.
Well, I think you still have it, but that's converting cropland.
73,600. How do you access that northern part, Galen?
The trees, basically.
You have to go the other. You have to go all the way around.
All around the section, around across railroad tracks, and in from the west. I'm supposed, as I understand, I should be made available and access road through somebody else's properties to get to that. I guess those 25 acres, I suppose, unless I use a railroad property right away.
You have a roadway next to the railroad on that side, though, don't you?
Well, there's one parkway down there that the fellows across the river use, I guess, to get to their property. Now, that should extend on down to the river. Be made available to me on down the river to the 25 acres.
That other group, they own just straight south of you, then?
Well, to the west, across the river, to the west, and really probably to the north. where the railroad bridge is there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The west to the northwest is primarily the largest piece of ground that they own. There are probably some to the west, but only to the, mostly to the northwest. And of course, all the trees on that piece of property have been cut to the river's edge.
The teepee folks own straight south of that parcel.
Right, this.
And then
exactly.
Your new neighbors are the ones that are north and that took all the trees out.
Right.
There's a whole new sandbar and everything there now, though.
Yeah, like I said, the sandbar is about four. I'm not sure you can see a sandbar there, two, three, four feet deep.
All right. I guess I'd ask now, do we have a motion to approve or disapprove no change to this property? The recommendation is no change, leave it at 47,185.
Yes. Once again, I viewed it as a one-time event, like a hailstorm.
Do all those trees go underwater too then?
Yeah, certainly. Yep, that's the problem. You'd think they'd die off, would you? But not silver maple.
Nothing that you don't want to die dies. Or nothing that you want to die dies.
Mr. Dorn might have more to talk to maybe later on about something I'm overlooking down there in terms of value.
Motion or?
You could be rich.
What?
You could get, rich. I don't know if rich, but to add to your.
So could you.
Financial. Yeah, that's true.
Silver maple's highly sought after. Do I have a motion?
I would move to accept the value as recommended as no change by the assessor's office. And again, thank Roy for looking at all of them.
No problem.
Yeah.
I enjoyed working with you, Wayne.
Yeah. I have a motion by Hill, second by Dorn, to approve the no change list of property valuation protests. I would thank Lloyd and Mr. Aguirre both. Any other discussion? And Patty, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Patty. Any other discussion? Please vote. 5 in favor, the motion carries. Anything else for equalization?
Adjourn.
We have a motion to adjourn. Do I have a second? Motion by Hill, second by Dorn.
Thank you all for time and attention. I suppose I'll eat lunch.
Please vote. 5 in favor. We are adjourned at 11:24. Thank you, Galen.